News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right here on the News Talk Powerhouse in North Alabama, WVNN. And by the way, this is the biggest show across North Alabama afternoons, and we appreciate it, and it's all because of y'all. Hey, listen, we're going to the phones. Tim James is running for governor. We kind of knew that, but today he made his official campaign announcement. Logo on the lectern, standing on the steps of the Capitol, and made it official. So if you had any doubts, the doubts are gone. Tim James is in, and he is on the phone right now to talk to us. Tim, thanks for calling in. How you doing today?
Phil, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Yes, sir.
You're getting bleed back. Let me call you back.
Okay. Copper, he may be using his Bluetooth, so make sure he comes off Bluetooth when he comes back in. But we'll get him right back on. Technology is a wonderful thing. Hey, listen, Tim James, if you're not familiar, he ran for governor in 2010. And Copper, I'll tell you what, highlight his name on the board when he comes back in and you've got him good to go. All right. But Tim James ran for governor in 2010. He was a frontier candidate. And that was the crazy race with Robert Brantley, Bradley Byrne, and now he's coming back with the experience to run a statewide race. And Copper, you good? You say were we thumbs up on Tim back? Is he back? Okay, all right. Tim James back on the line. Tim, can you hear me now?
Got you, Phil, loud and clear.
All right, yeah. Sometimes Bluetooth causes a reverb, but Tim, I was just giving them a quick version of the fact that you know the concept of running a statewide race, and you've got plans to run for governor. You made a formal announcement today on the steps of the Capitol. Talk to us about your platform. What do you see for Tim James that is not already there in KIV?
Well, we did. We kicked our campaign off today. On the Capitol steps, the weather was fantastic, and we had a nice crowd. And I just laid out the reason that I got in this race, and you and I have talked about it in part in our discussions. The top issue we're going to be talking about amongst others is the level of education in Alabama has crashed over the last half a decade to a decade. And while revenue has been skyrocketing, we've been in a tailspin, and that will be a major component of this election. We are now dead last in the United States, K-12, and it's inexcusable. It's embarrassing. And when other states, when Mississippi and Louisiana and Arkansas, you know, they're over there going, well, thank heavens for Alabama. So it's a serious issue. This mandate issue lives on, and, you know, I think, Phil, when I talked to you last, I probably talked about my frustration with the piece of legislation that the legislature and the governor signed during the special session that left hundreds of thousands of workers, private sector workers, hanging in the balance if they didn't, if they didn't meet those exemptions. So they're still open. He could be fired according to state law, and this has nothing to do with Biden's executive order. So there's a lot going on, and there's a third issue, and this is something that's going to catch a lot of people by surprise. But the state of Alabama, they passed a medical marijuana law, and they call it the compassion law, but it has nothing to do with compassion. Of course, any one of us is for any kind of medicine to relieve pain and suffering, but that's not what this is really about. This is nothing but a syndicated drug cartel to push marijuana on the streets and disguised as medicine. So those are really three of the issues right now that we're going to be talking about, and it's more like exposing. What we're doing is exposing. We're putting light on some of the terrible things that has happened in Montgomery over the last several years.
Well, and I think, you know, on the one hand, people like to say things, and I think Governor Ivey said it last night in her State of the State of speech. Thank goodness we're not California, but that can also make you lazy if you take that approach. We may not be the liberal bastion of California, but we are the red state of Alabama, and people forget sometimes that being a Republican and being a conservative are two different things. And we have gotten far more moderate in our politics Spending keeps going up through the roof. We've got, you know, like you said, some weakness in the way that we pass laws, like the cannabis bill that literally raises taxes, destroys civil liberties, and gives, you know, a syndicate the opportunity to make money in Alabama. But that being said, did you have a chance to hear the State of the State address last night, and did you have any thoughts on that?
I did not. We've been obviously been very busy and didn't have a chance to hear it. I heard people talking about it, but you know, I've not had time to sit down and listen to it.
Well, one of the things that struck me in the State of the State, Tim, was the governor, in terms of addressing education. I mean, it appeared like the same old, same old. There's zero school choice built into her platform right now that I can see. She announced that she will be giving a pay raise to teachers the second time in 2 years. So that's 6% in 2 years. And then at the same time, she's also going to be setting up a grant program to give grants to schools that have needs, which it seems like the old school way of handling things, throw more money at it and see if that works. But what we're not seeing is a change to the way we've been doing things. What are your thoughts on school choice?
Well, that's exact. Well, I am for school choice. Totally. It's about it. We're to that point. And I think that for the first time in our lives that we have a chance at really changing the educational system in this state, because now we're dead last. But there's nowhere else to go. And when moms and dads hear about how bad it is based on actual grade scores, and when they find out that we are literally ranked dead last, double dog dead last in the country, people are going to be very angry. And, you know, there's just something about listening to anybody sit around and talk about we're going to be giving raises and we're going to be throwing money at it. When that's what's been going on for a decade, and we've been in the tailspin for 10 years. So we're going to come with a plan, and we believe that the entire system needs to be totally deconstructed to the core, to its foundation, and rebuild the entire educational system from the bottom up, of which school choice is at the center pin, so people can get a voucher. And they can take that voucher and move their kid or their child to another high school, public high school that may have slots, or to a private school that wants to accept vouchers, or even homeschooling. And that's where we're going with this thing. And it is going to be, when we win this election, this is going to be the fight of a lifetime, like, I don't know, maybe the Thriller in Manila. Ali and Frazier. But this fight is worth having. And, you know, our kids, our children are worth the fight. And I believe we've finally reached the point that people are willing to engage because they care about this. And they know in their gut that we have been failing miserably over the last half decade to a decade.
I completely agree, and obviously money is not the solution for education per se. It helps parts of it, but it's not the solution, because there's like 8 states, I believe, that spend less per child than we do, and they rank higher than us in quality of education. So that can't be the solution. Now, Tim, when I look at this right now, the race has gotten more crowded. Of course, you're in. Linda Blanchard is in. Lou Burdett just recently announced, and then we still have, you know, some of the more, you know, lower in the polls candidates like Dean Odle and Stacey George. All said and done, it's pretty crowded. And before it even got that crowded, Governor Ivey, in my opinion, was more, she was, you know, more at risk as a candidate. She was not polling more than 40 to 41% before all of y'all got in. So this is going to be a race that could very well be a primary battle, with maybe even a runoff. What are your thoughts?
I always, governor's race in Alabama, always will draw a crowd. It's a full contact sport, always has been. And this year looks to be no different than the past. You know, the public will begin to really focus on it in the next month, 6 weeks. And then it'll be a contest, you know, going into March, April, May. And looks to be like all the rest of them, of course, we kicked off this week. We're going on television later this week. We've been sort of holding our powder, waiting for the right time. And we're looking forward to crossing this state, 67 counties. It's nothing but a big wind sprint, Phil. That's all you got to do. Well, in shape and go, right?
You know something about that from football days, you also know about it from running statewide before. So, and then watching your dad run statewide too, for that matter. But well, and Tim, you also know, and I know you know, this is a big money race, and it takes a lot of money to run a statewide race, no matter which one you're doing. Kay Ivey has a pretty good sized war chest. I haven't seen any financial reports yet. Have y'all filed a financial report yet for your campaign?
We did. We got in this race really even though it wasn't official, unofficially, I guess, where we started really moving when I signed the papers was somewhere around the 8th or 10th of December.
Right.
And so we're about a month away, and I think we've raised, counting what we've raised through yesterday or the day before the dark period started, I think we praised $1.6 million, somewhere in there. I don't know exactly, but that's not bad for a month's worth of work, I don't think.
No, that's not. That's not when you've got an incumbent who's just looking for reelection and she's on the Republican ticket in Alabama. So that's that's big doings, I would say. Well, Tim,
we've been very fortunate. There have been some wonderful Alabama citizens who've stepped up with large contributions, because they care about government, they care about the nation, they care about the direction of the nation, they care about, they realize that the nation's hanging in the balance, and if we don't put good people in office, we may tip all the way over. So it's not a game, Phil. We're not in one of those political seasons that's light and funny, and we're in a fight for the soul of America. We're in a cultural war, and the sooner we realize it, the better off we're going to be.
Well, Tim, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you being on the show with us today. And as the campaign moves forward, we want to stay in touch with you, see where we're going, and you know our number, so we'll have you back on again, all right?
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right, Tim. All right, Copper, take us to a break. Folks, that was Tim James, formally announced today that he is running for governor, and I think that was breaking news right here on Right Side Radio, that he has raised about $1.6 million for his campaign in the first month. And that, my friends, is big doings. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.